pleased to be joined, as we always are at this time on a Friday, by the director of the Long Beach Police Department, Freddie Ramirez. You can follow him on Twitter at MDPD_director. Good morning, Freddie. Good to talk to you.
How are you, Jimmy? Good to talk to you as well.
Nice to see you. You know, we've been so often across the country, there's been the talk about defunding the police and all that. Well, we had Mayor Cava on the show Monday, and she wants you to make sure, and she wants to make sure there is an increase in your budget. Any increase in the law enforcement budget going forward? Do you think you'll have this done?
Absolutely. The mayor truly supports our police department and supports funding our department as well as our county commissioners. We have 5 academy classes slated for this next fiscal year. That's 225 officers plus additional civilian personnel. That's very important. Four boats as well. I mean, we're in a great place here in Miami-Dade County. We have great trust with the community. Our officers, the men and women, are doing an outstanding job out there. That's why we're different from other communities where you hear that rhetoric to fund the police. They don't want the police to know. Here we work together.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hey, former Miami-Dade cops Roderick Flowers and Keith Edwards, their case is getting lots of attention this week after being sentenced to prison for their scheme to protect set up drug deals. Do you use this case as a teaching moment for your department? What do you do with this?
It's very disappointing. And just on the topic you spoke of before about the budget and trust, we hold ourselves accountable. Anybody who sullies the badge or the patch or breaks the trust with the community or fellow officers will be held accountable. And that's the message to those, that small percentage of people who try to do that. You will be held accountable. It will not be tolerated.
Right. Hey, your department has been helping Miami Beach with their plan for an increased presence on South Beach in hopes of controlling some of the crime issues they've had down there. Are you increasing the number of officers on that duty? And what will your role be in going forward to trying to fix some of the problems they're having in Miami Beach?
I believe Chief Rick Clement of Miami Beach has a great plan down there. All we're doing is providing support. I'm offering him 20 officers per weekend. That's 10 on Friday, 10 on Saturdays. So that they can focus on that entertainment district, because it's their officers who know that community and have the expertise. We're just there to back them up. And Rick knows I'm always a phone call away, and we'll be there through December, and we get it done together.
All right. Sounds good to me. Finally, you're opening up hiring. Hiring across the country police officers has been difficult. I know that. What are you looking for in recruits, and what are the requirements?
Our standards are very, very high. We're looking for ethical, good character, people that are willing to serve this community. You go through a very rigorous vetting process. It usually takes about a year. But the good thing, we received nearly 5,000 applicants. We open up on September 20th. You can follow it on our social media and know that if you put in for this job, this is not just a job. This is a career. This is a calling. And you'll be held accountable, ethically accountable. I mean, and this community is counting on you. If you're fortunate enough to make it, know that you'll be held, you know, to a high standard in the Miami-Dade Police Department.
Got it. All right. Thanks very much, Faye. We appreciate it. Our thanks to you and all of your men and women for keeping us safe each and every day. We'll talk to you next week. Take care now.
All right. Take care, Jimmy. Have a good weekend.